The National Arts Center Orchestra returned to Askazoni for a landmark performance last week. About 600 people gathered in the First Nation community after the orchestra's first visit in 2017. It's music director Alexander Shelley's final season with the group, and he wanted to come back because the late Mi'kmaq poet Rita Jo made a profound impact.
The short story is we reached out to her family here in Askazoni. We said, listen, it feels like her poetry is something to be celebrated and to be explored, and her story is an important one, her artistry is important, could we take a journey with you? And they were generous enough to engage with us. We built a whole piece around her poem I Lost My Talk, about her experience at Shubenacadie, about her language being taken away, about trying to relearn her language, as she puts it, to tell you about me. And we took this amazing journey that culminated 10 years ago in us being on this stage in Askazoni performing that work for the community. It's one of the most moving experiences of my life.
Shelley says the orchestra has been looking forward to performing alongside Indigenous artists, including Askazoni's own Emma Stevens. Stevens, meanwhile, says regardless of culture, age, background, or language, she is proud to demonstrate with the orchestra that music is a universal language.
We sing a lot in Mi'kmaq, and that's not a language that everybody understands, like English. So with us, you can still feel exactly what someone is thinking with when it comes to different types of music, especially if you don't understand what they're saying exactly.
The concert also included performances by Polaris Prize winner Jeremy Dutcher. Shelley, meanwhile, echoes what Stephen said about the magic in music that connects everyone regardless of the language they speak. He said Stephens and Dutcher have extraordinary abilities in this area.
The thing is about music, and as an orchestra, we have to play music from the last 500 years and music of today from across all continents. And our primary responsibility as musicians is to inhabit the music, inhabit the sentiment, is to open our hearts and our minds to what that person in that time, in that culture, was trying to transport to us. Because the human experience is shared across time and cultures. We all know love and hope and desperation and sorrow and melancholy. Those are universal experiences. But each culture, each language expresses it slightly differently. And part of the great beauty of life is opening yourself to that and hearing how people from all different places and all different languages do that. And just listening to the beauty of traditional Mi'kmaq is breathtaking. It's breathtaking.
Stevens performed a traditional cover of Paul McCartney's song Blackbird and received international attention in 2019 and even received praise from the former Beatle himself. We were asked not to broadcast that piece from the program because of copyright issues. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.